DJW Mobile.
KO4HK.
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Are you moving around much, or are you still taking it kind of easy?
I'm using a walker, but I've got to the point where I'm taking a few steps without the walker. I'm just carrying it with me so that if I need it, it's there.
Did you put any weight on it that's going to hurt or not?
As much weight on it as I could stand. So, like I said, I'm taking a few steps each time I get up without the walker. So, I guess I'm doing pretty good. It hurts, but it's not just excruciating pain. You know, I don't want to fall to the ground or anything.
Well, there's some people I've heard that had that done, they were walking right away and didn't hurt at all, and other people, it kind of took it easy. In the end, I haven't heard anybody that regretted doing it.
For HGX to sink up there, I've heard a few people that complained about it after they had it done, but I think it's because they didn't do their physical therapy more than the surgery. I think that's more to do with it.
I got into that for a couple of years. I was doing it nonstop until the doctor told me to stop. But you get to feeling good. You get to feeling better when you're doing it. And you don't want to stop. You don't want to miss that feeling, because when I first stopped, I started feeling bad. And I haven't picked it back up again, and I still feel, I don't feel as good as I felt when I was doing it.
I'm looking forward to getting started on it. I don't have my first official physical therapy until Thursday, but like I said, they told me to do as much as I feel comfortable doing here at the house, so that's what I'm doing.
You have a hard job, because they're making you do something you don't want to do, and that's a pretty tough job when you got to do something like that to somebody, and my hat's off to them. They're pretty good at what they do. I know a lot of people don't like them, but all things considered, I think they do a good job.
I've had physical therapy before for this knee, and that's how I was able to extend not having surgery for so long. But, you know, it just comes a certain time, and enough's enough.
When it gets to that point, there's no more debating it anymore. It's just what you got to do, what you got to do.
My plan is to still take it kind of easy this week, and go from there and just do what I feel comfortable here in the house, and that's it. You know, if I'm bending it some, I won't say, you know, a lot, but I'm able to bend it a little bit, putting weight on it. So that's pretty impressive considering what it was 3 days ago that I had surgery.
Were you awake while the surgery was going on, or did they put you under?
Doctor said he didn't want anybody awake to watch this. It's just not something you need to see.
It did me when I went. Well, every time I go under the knife, they put me out completely. If it's just exploratory, they don't put me out. But if they're going to cut on me, they put me out. So I can appreciate that. And I don't know about you, but he gives me this medicine, and he tells me, you're not going to remember anything about this. And I can remembering a little bit about it when I first came out of it, but then within 24 hours, I can't remember a thing about it.
I rolled into the operating room, and then that was it. After that, I was gone.
Okay, they gave you the same stuff then. It just wipes out your memory. I don't know if if you get it done enough, you can start to understand how that works. And I get it done enough now that I understand I'm not going to know what happened. So they'll start telling me something. Like last time I went in, there was like three of them telling me this, that, just telling me all kinds of things. And they're telling me their name and introducing themselves. And I looked at them and I said, you know, I'm not going to remember it. And they shook their head, yeah. They knew it.
They're still trying to take care of you, and it's the right thing to do, whether you're going to remember it or not.
absolutely true. But I did remember them telling me, and I remembered me telling them I wouldn't remember, but I didn't remember from any point on. I didn't remember what their names were or any of that kind of stuff. But I'm glad you're out. Well, if you get feeling better during the week sometime and you want to set up that, we can do incremental logs now so we can keep up with QRZ. We can be just as current as they are. It does take a little more effort because you got to know the FCC is not really reliable on when they create their incrementals. So I put a link on the dialogue that takes you to their site, and you can look at the date up till today and see if they've created the incremental yet or not. So you can, because if you go ahead and do the one for the current day and they haven't created it yet, it'll set you back to the previous week.
Yeah, maybe later this week. Like I said, just not pushing it right now. And I tried to get into my desk this morning while my son was here, and it was a little uncomfortable because of the way I have to bend my knee to do it. So I'm going to hold off on that one a little bit.
Hurry, I'm writing logs, flight log analyzers for the type of transceiver that I have for controlling airplanes. So that got me pretty busy lately. When it's not going to hurt my feelings at all if you procrastinate. But if you hear of any other ones, like Mike, I know he wants to be able to be as current as QRZ. If you hear of any other net control operators that are interested, let them know. Maybe we can get up a Zoom meeting and show everybody at once and get the software to everybody at the same time.
We'll see what I can find out, and we'll try to schedule up a day to do that. But like I said, I doubt it's going to be this week for me just because of how hard it is to get in and out of the desk.
Just what? Take it when you're ready. No hurry. You do have a little while, too, that you've gone before you start going back to work yet, right? You're taking off like a month or two or something like that?
I'll be able to drive for 4 to 6 weeks because it was my right leg, so I'm taking at least that
much pedal, right? You know, your truck doesn't have a clutch, does it?
So I'm good. You just don't want you on the gas and the brake with your right foot, and you can't put good pressure on it.
A lot of truck to stop.
So I'm going to hop back off here and see if I can round me up something to eat for lunch. I'm starting to get hungry. But good to hear you, and we'll get together on that sometime here soon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
It's good to hear you back on the air, and everything's headed in the right direction. KO4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.